Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's chat to Leron Saunders. He is the CEO of CSO. He's been keeping us honest here in a studio. Well, not really. But still, Leron, thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Well, in yourself. Thanks for having me.
I'm not bad. Thank you very much for asking. I guess we've sat here on many occasions when needed by the community in terms of security updates. Why is Chai important to you?
I think Chai's given the community, not only us at the CSO, a platform to share our voice, mm-hmm. to share our message, to share our knowledge, and to ultimately communicate with the community. I think that's so important for all organizations, and there's no other platform like it, to be completely honest, within our community. So it's fantastic.
And in terms of security organizations, obviously there's very specifically communication. Something's going on. We need to communicate. This is what happens. That's that I get. But why else is an independent voice important in terms of understanding the bigger picture and security?
So, look, from our perspective at the CSO, when we communicate, we are communicating the facts and the important information that the community needs to know at that given point in time. Generally, when we come in and I'm sitting with you, mm-hmm. We finding out more information post-incident or post-event. And I think it's important because you are completely transparent and independent, and you channel and question and probe for the answers you want and that the community wants to hear. So I think it's important that there's this independence that you can question and challenge us on what we're doing to give a clear message to the community.
But yeah, and I think that is a role of Chai, is to hold each other accountable if there is something that we might come across or we might think could be problematic or might not be, but we just might have the wrong information. We do need to speak to community organizations as they would, I hope, to us, and hold each other accountable.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's not easy though for community organizations, and I think we come from a history of, you know, no, let's not air our laundry, you know, our dirty laundry in public, but and nor should we. And I happen to agree that, you know, conflict for the sake of conflict is pointless. But sometimes we do need to have these conversations.
For sure. And I think the truth is the media is so, it can be one-sided. Mm-hmm. And I think what you and the team are doing here is you're channeling the right message. So we're not airing dirty laundry for the sake of airing dirty laundry. You're asking the probing questions to get the information that the community needs to know, not wants to know. So there's a difference between a need and a want. And I think generally from listening to the shows and listening to all the interviews, the general perception is that you are channeling the need and the important information from various people that you're interviewing.
So what would you say is, from a CSO perspective, is the most valuable, if you had to just say, pick one, what is the most valuable part of having an independent community radio station?
The most valuable part is the independence itself. Is you are not linked or tied to any other communal organizations, which means you're probing for the facts. So you are not linked to the CSO, you are not linked to the Board of Deputies, you are not linked to the Beth Din, etc. So when it comes to a story or information, you're not hiding under the table or pushing information underneath the carpet. You're probing for the information that the community needs. And that independence is so important because it's channeling clear news and fact.
Yeah. And I think what's important as well is all the community organizations actually sit on our board. They're not individuals. It's actually the community organizations. So it becomes quite an interesting thing because those are the same organizations that we do need to hold to account, but provided we do so from a healthy perspective that is for the betterment of the of the community. It's not always easy, and that's something that we grapple with a lot, because we always say, well, we always try and say that the that we talk about things that are obviously sometimes they're just outright silly and ridiculous, but I blame Mukundi for that. But sometimes the conversations that we have are pretty much always in the interest of the community and not simply just interesting for the community, because many a time we all love to have those conversations that are just interesting, but really they are not in our interest, and we have to balance everything, which is the most important part, as I guess you do at CSO when you are working out what information to share with the public, what not to share, what is in the community interest. And I imagine sometimes that is quite difficult.
Yeah, for sure. It's there's a lot of interesting things that happen in our lives. In my role specifically, there's a lot of interesting things. But really, we've got to communicate what's important. And I think my common rule is a lot of people ask my wife or my parents, what do you know? What do you know? And they say, well, I know what you know. Exactly. Like, everyone doesn't speak about work at home. And and I think that's an important message from my side as well, is what needs to be communicated is communicated, whether you're the community or you're my family. You're getting the same message. There's no special treatment for friends, family, etc. It's everyone's getting the same. And as much as I would like to overshare, it's more important not to.
Absolutely right. Leroy Saunders, thank you as always. Wait, before you go, an endorsement for Chai FM.
Keep the honest and independent reporting strong. I think that's what the community needs, and that's what you guys are doing, so keep it up.